also sponsored by Ben's Tire and Auto, NBR, C&M NR Development, ITT Village, and Enterprise Sod Store. Once again, the numbers to call are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls. And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, those numbers are 918-336-1400 and our toll-free number 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away here on Consumer Calls. No business advertising, licensed to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things. You just can't sell it here on Consumer Calls. Wide open lines right now, 9:13. You're listening to Consumer Calls. With that, I'll be right back.
Cherokee Casino is ready when you are. We're now open and excited to welcome you back to your favorite casino. If you're ready to head out, we're the safe place for gaming, dining, and entertainment. Our extensive health and safety guidelines mean you can relax and have fun again. And one-star rewards club members can continue to take advantage of all the great benefits of membership. It's time to get back to what you love at Cherokee Casino.
Are you creative in the kitchen?
Are you an innovator of your family's favorite meals?
Do you have your own secret recipes that you just might think about sharing this year?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you should send us your recipes.
Hi, my name is Tina, and I create the K1 Cooking Extravaganza Cookbook, and I would love to have your recipes.
You can send them to her email, tina@bartlesvilleradio.com. You can submit online at bartlesvilleradio.com or drop by the station upstairs at 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard.
Deadline for recipes is July 31st, so get them in fast.
Shut-In Songbox, the radio game show that the entire nation is playing, starting in Bartlesville and supported by you.
I just wanted to make a donation to the effort there, but wanted to do it by check, the old-fashioned way, and mail it in. And I really appreciate the show. This is our fifth time playing.
It's easy. You can actually send a check to us here in Bartlesville at 300 East 11th Street, Bartlesville, Oklahoma, 74003. And you can make the check out to JAM, J-A-M, Productions.
I'll be sending you a donation, and I hope you get some more as a result of this from old-fashioned folks who still use checks and the U.S. mail. I hope the program continues. I think I would have listened to it had there been no pandemic anyway.
You can order your collector's Shut-In Songbox t-shirt for a limited time for just $20. Just go to thenativeprince.com. Play Thursday evening, 7 p.m., 100.1 KYFM.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a running vehicle for around $1,000 or a little less.
Okay.
My number is 918-559-9051.
Okay, so you're looking for a running vehicle, approximately about $1,000 or even less. And it has to be in fair condition. 918-559-9051 is the phone number to call. All right. We appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye now. All right. Our time now, 9:16. With that, I'll be right back.
Instant savings and brand new merchandise and gift certificates. I'm T.W. Davis, auctioneer, and I want you to mark your calendars for the annual K1, KYFM, K-Rig, KPGM auctions, July 25th at the Washington County Fairgrounds building in Dewey.
We are shopping at local advertisers, buying brand new merchandise and gift certificates.
Then I'll auction them off to you. Guaranteed savings. They've told me the bidding stops at 80% of retail price.
However, many items won't even get to the full 80%. You may pay 40%, 50%, or 60%. 60% of retail. It's an auction. You set the prices. You get the bargains. Some of the items up for sale include
wind chimes, a butterfly water fountain and planter, plus gift certificates from Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses, gift certificates to Paz Resort and Spa and Myrtle's Market in Coffeyville, as well as Branson Entertainment tickets at Jim Stafford Theater.
There'll be free prizes too. Don't miss it. The Bartlesville Radio's annual auction, Saturday, July 25th at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Dewey. Doors open at 8. Auction begins at 9. This year's auction will be compliant with CDC regulations with social distancing.
This is Daryl Wooten, pastor of Spirit Church, inviting you to join us each Sunday morning from 9:30 to 10:30 for church services on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Spirit Church is a place of love, joy, and peace, and we pray you'll receive all three during each Sunday's broadcast. Tune in each Sunday on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3 at 9:30.
This pattern will support, again, some widely spaced scattered showers and storms today. Even though we may have one or two this morning, a higher probability will be this afternoon with daytime heating. Highs in the lower 90s, heat index upper 90s. Tomorrow, the heat index near 100. By the middle to the end of the week, increasing temperature and heat indices. Heat advisories may be required again. Also, some late night, early morning storm chances for Thursday night, Friday morning. Also for a part of the weekend. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm Newsnight 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. It is 79 degrees out at 9:18. You're listening to Consumer Calls, and I have wide open lines. Again, you can make my lines light up by calling 918-336-1400 and the toll-free number 1-800-749-5936 for items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales. We'll talk about those. We'll talk about fundraisers for your church, school, club, or any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit. And we'll also talk about community events that's happening in Bartlesville and the surrounding areas. Lots of things there to talk about. What we're not going to talk about, though, is business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Now, of course, you can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And our time now, 9:19, 79 degrees out. Coming up right now, we have our Oklahoma Energy Report, a three-minute report brought to you today by ABB Total Flow. And then after that, we'll do our doggone report. The Oklahoma Energy Report is being brought to you by ABB Total Flow.
It's a fast-paced world out there, and ABB knows it. ABB Measurement and Analytics in Bartlesville has become a world-class supplier of measurement and automation solutions for the oil and gas industry. From wellhead to burner tips, ABB's products are solving challenges across the globe. ABB remains a loyal company with a commitment to not only the communities of Bartlesville and surrounding areas, but also to their employees' development, safety, and well-being. ABB, riding the future together.
Oil prices wake up, but for how long? Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Oil prices head into the new week after posting an almost four-month high to end the holiday-shortened trading week. Better than expected economic news on the home front and statements from Russia predicting August might actually see global demand outstrip supply all helped boost prices. The jobless report out last Thursday showed the U.S. added 4.8 million jobs in June, pushing the jobless rate down for the second straight month, but it's still very high, 11.1%, because of the lockdowns in the face of the pandemic. So the NYMEX August crude contract ended the week at $40.65 a barrel. That's about a 5% gain on the week. Brent crude finished the week at $43.41 a barrel, a 5.2% weekly gain. Also pushing prices higher, the weekly report on U.S. crude inventories showing a much bigger than expected decline. A big gain for natural gas on the week. The price jumped on numbers showing demand up because of air conditioners working overtime, upping the need for natural gas-fired electric generation. The NYMEX August natural gas contract posted a weekly gain of 12%, finishing at $1.73 a million BTUs. The number of rigs actively drilling for oil and natural gas in the U.S. continues to drop, though the rate of decline has slowed. Baker Hughes' latest weekly report puts the total at 265. That's a drop of 2 from the previous week. It's a whopping decline of 700, about 73% less than for the same time a year ago. In Oklahoma, the rig count was unchanged at just 10, just one off the record low set 2 weeks ago. It was a drop of about 90% from a year ago. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Hey, America. This summer, pledge to stand united behind the grill. Walk with pride, with beef in your shopping carts. Because beef is what's for dinner, and dinner unites us. After all, we may be a country with countless tastes, but united we steak. Join together at UnitedWeSteak.com. Beef It's What's for Dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
You've just heard a taste of a new national campaign launched by the Beef Checkoff called United We Steak. The campaign will be featured in national advertisements on digital and social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. The advertisements will also be shared on video platforms including YouTube and Connected TV in an effort to inspire Americans to grill up their favorite beef meal. To learn more, visit UnitedWeSteak.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families.
The Oklahoma Energy Report has been brought to you by ABB Total Flow.
July 10th, 2020. It's a date to remember in the history of Bartlesville. And you can say, I was there.
I was there.
And me too.
The grand opening of Bartlesville's newest landmark, Tower Center at Unity Square, located between the Bartlesville Community Center and Price Tower, Friday night, beginning at 6 in the evening, as the community comes together to dedicate the new space that will bring our community together for generations to come.
Some say it's a park, some say it's an amphitheater. Some say it's a gathering place. All say it's simply beautiful.
It's one of those events that will go down in the history of Bartlesville, and you'll want to be able to say,
I was there.
I was there.
If you can't be there in person due to health concerns, KYFM will be there broadcasting live. If you don't want to be around people, join us in your car and park in the community center parking lot and watch the fun and listen on your car radio to 100.1 KYFM.
As part of this historical event, the grand opening of the Tower Center at Unity Square, there'll be dedications, music, family fun, and games. You'll want to say,
I was there.
Our radio family will be there, mask up, and handing out free commemorative t-shirts to the first 750 people who come to our broadcast tent. Compliments of Blue Stem Aerial Sprayers, Looking Sharp, Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance, Partnet IP, the Lawana Duncan Agency, Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance, Medical Lodges Dewey, Armor, Roof and Fencing, Paws Resort and Spa, Waters Heating and Air, Dink's Barbecue, Sterling's Grill, Rejuvenation Med Spa by Hill Dermatology, Quarry Custom Marble and Pinnock Design, Truity Credit Union, Saxon Spine Furnishing, Fairfax Medical Facilities Incorporated, Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Imaging Concepts, Frida's Cocina Mexicana.
Join us live or in your car or on the radio so you can say, I was there. This Friday night, the grand opening of Tower Center at Unity Square.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
And it is time for our Doggone Report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on a report, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Community tab, then click on the Doggone link. It'll open up. You can see everything there. If you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Submit tab. It'll open up. There's a form you fill out. Answer questions at the end. You can upload a picture. Hit the Submit button. It goes directly to us. It does not go to the website. And then we do what we need to do to it and send it on its way. But if you don't want to do any of that, you can call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us. We'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can also email me, Sharon, at BartlesvilleRadio.com with your information. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as quick as I can. Well, we have Hoyt. Hoyt is a lost male brindle boxer. He's a huge tiger stripe boxer mastiff with a black harness. He's very sweet, very much a mama's boy. He's just somewhere in Bartlesville is where he was last seen. Ask for Libby at 580-485-5155. And like I said, for a complete listing of our lost or found animals, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com, click on the Community tab, click on the Doggone link, it'll open up. You can see everything there. And if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com, click on the Submit tab, submit your information, and you can even upload a picture. And if you don't want to do any of that, call the office, 918-336-1001. Leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can email me, Sharon, at BartlesvilleRadio.com with your information. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as quick as I can. That is our Doggone Report.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
Welcome back to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400, toll-free, 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales, fundraisers for your church, school, club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit. We'll talk about those. We'll always talk about community events that's happening in Bartlesville and surrounding areas. And no business advertising, license to renting vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things, of course, but you cannot sell them here on Consumer Calls. And 79 beautiful degrees out on this beautiful Monday. Our time now, 9:28 and a half. So I do not have any more time to take any more calls. So don't worry, though. I'll be back in tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls at the same time, same station. And remember, this person is looking for a good running vehicle, $1,000 or even less. 918-559-9051 is his phone number to call. If you have any of those, a running vehicle that you don't want, help him out. Give him a call. Or if you know of somebody that's wanting to find a home for theirs, give him a call. Anyway, have a beautiful day. Talk to you tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls.
This one particular day, I had fed the boys, and I put them upstairs for their quiet time, and I was broken.
Brooke McLaughlin was desperate.
And I sat down, body shaking, weeping before the Lord. And I said, God, I can't do this.